Hi again, and welcome back to the Sports Etc. podcast on this day 11 recap of Team Canada at the 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing. It was a fairly dramatic day where Canada would go on to win two medals. Let's begin the recap. We begin our updates this week with long track speed skating and the Team Canada Women's Team Pursuit trio of Evany Blondin, Isabel Wideman, and Valerie Malte had a very dramatic both semifinal and final, winning both en route to gold. In the semifinal, they were up against a formidable team from the Netherlands consisting of a couple gold medalists already this week, Irene Wüst and Irene Schouten, along with Antoinette de Jong. Canada fell behind, but with three laps remaining, were able to pull ahead and win by a full second to advance to the final. And in the final, what a final it was, a very dramatic one versus defending Olympic gold medalist Japan. It was really neck and neck in the latter half of the race, and the gap between the two teams was less than half a second heading into the final lap. Unfortunately for Japan, on the final turn, Nana Tagaki fell and allowed Canada to win. For the Canadian women, for Isabel Wideman, it's her third Olympic gold, third Olympic medal of the week. And for Evany Blondin, hopefully it will give her motivation to continue on later in the week as she and Valerie Malte will compete in the mass start. The gold medal won in women's team pursuit is the second medal won in the event since the event's debut in 2006, when a team consisting of Christina Groves, Clara Hughes, Cindy Klassen, and Christine Nesbitt would go on to win silver. The second medal won by Team Canada on day 11 came in snowboard, and in the final of the men's big air event, slopestyle gold medalist Max Perreault added to his medal collection, taking bronze. He put himself into medal contention with an 1800 to score 94 points in his second run, and on his final run, he opted to play it a little bit safe, choosing to do a 1620 instead and see whether or not that would hold up for a medal, and in fact, it did. Hometown hero Yiming Xu of China pretty much had clinched gold with his first two runs and was able to win by a full 10 points over Norway's Mons Roycelin, who came back in his final run to win silver. Mark McMorris had a miss in his second and third runs to finish 10th, while Darcy Sharp finished 12th. On the women's side, the top Canadian finisher was Jasmine Baird, who finished 7th. Laurie Blouin tried to get herself onto the podium with her third and final run, but unfortunately did not work out, and she would end up finishing 8th overall. Taking gold and successfully defending her Olympic gold from 2018 is Austria's Anna Gasser, while New Zealand's Zoe Sadowski added silver to go with her slopestyle gold. Teenager Coco Marassi of Japan took bronze. For the Canadian snowboarders, it was a successful week with 6 medals won, 3 won in snowboard cross, 2 won in slopestyle, and 1 won in big air. In men's hockey, it was back-to-back wins for the Canadian men over host China, this time a 7-2 win, 2 goals each from Jordan Wheel as well as Adam Tambellini, Matt Tompkins saving 27 of 29 shots. Canada advances to the quarterfinal where they will take on Sweden, and that will take place later on Wednesday. In bobsleigh, it was the final two runs of the two-man event, and defending Olympic gold cold gold medalist Justin Cripps would wound up in 10th overall. The top Canadian ended up being Chris Spring. In his fourth Olympics, he would finish in 7th. It was a 1-2-3 sweep for Germany at the top of the podium, led by successfully defending his gold medal Francesco Friedrich, followed by Johannes Lochner and Christoph Hafer. We will see Justin Cripps and Chris Spring again in action in the four-man event, which starts its first two runs on Saturday. In biathlon, it was a best-ever result by a Canadian men's relay team where they finished 6th thanks to clean shooting from anchor Scott Gow, moving the team up from 10th to 6th. Norway came from behind to win, anchored by Velti Christensen. France finished 2nd with anchor Quintin Fillon-Maillet, and ROC, who had the lead heading into the final leg, suffered penalties from Edward Lapitov, and they would have to settle for bronze. We will see Scott and Christian Gao, as well as Jules Bernot, compete one final time later in the week on Friday with the men's mass start. In alpine skiing, it was a career best Olympic result for Marie-Michelle Gagnon as she finished in a tie for eighth in the women's downhill. Gold was won by current world champ Corinne Suter of Switzerland, who denied defending Olympic gold medalist Sofia Goggia of Italy to repeat. Goggia's teammate Nadia Delaggio finished with the bronze. We may see Marie-Michelle Gagnon again compete later in the week in the alpine combined event. And in curling, it was an up-and-down day for Brad Gushue on Tuesday, starting with a game in the morning versus host People's Republic of China. Canada actually fell behind 7-6 heading into the eighth end, but Brad Gushue was able to score three en route to a 10-8 victory. Later in the day, it was a game against ROC, and Canada fell behind early, giving up steals of one in both the third and the fourth end. Canada was able to make it a game, tying it 6-all and forcing an extra end, but ROC Sergei Glukhov was able to draw to the button for the win, winning 7-6. Canada's record now stands at 5-3, and they can clinch a playoff berth if they win their final round-robin game versus Great Britain and skip Bruce Mallet. Mallet, as well as Sweden's Niklas Edin, have already qualified for the semifinals. Here's what to look out for Team Canada on day 12 in Beijing. In short track speed skating, could it be the swan song for Charles Hamelin as he competes alongside teammates Pascal Dion and Stephen Dubois in the final of the men's 5,000 meter relay? As well, Courtney Serrault hopes to end her Olympics on a high note as she competes in the women's 1500 meters. In freestyle skiing, there is one Canadian who has advanced to the final of the men's slopestyle event, and that is Max Moffitt, who has a silver to his credit on the World Cup this season. In curling, Jennifer Jones has to pretty much run the table with her final three games to make it to the playoffs. She has two games on Wednesday, first versus the United States, followed by a game later in the evening versus China. And as we had just mentioned earlier in the recap, the Canadian men's hockey team have their quarterfinal game versus Sweden. So that ends our recap of a fairly successful day 11 for Team Canada in Beijing, where its medal count has increased from 15 up to 17, good enough for a tie for fourth in total medals won with the United States. Jumping ahead of both countries after their sweep of the podium in the two-man bobsleigh event is Germany, who is up to 18 medals. Norway's gold in the biathlon helps its increase, widens its lead over ROC, and they now have 26 medals overall to lead the table. Continue to follow our updates here on the podcast for live events and sports as they happen. And again, we're going to continue providing you daily updates of Team Canada in Beijing up until the closing ceremony on Sunday, February 20th. Thanks very much for listening and enjoy the games.